Hi, Linda. This is Andrew Shores from KMAN speaking with you this morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for doing a little bit of digging into the history of the Dusty Bookshelf. Has it been a hectic morning pulling out some of those archives?
Well, just a little bit, that's for sure.
This was totally unexpected. When's the last time you even considered the history of that building?
Well, I can't even remember that. We do have a file on Aggieville, and we have wonderful materials that Dan Walter has compiled in his books on Aggieville, and that's really where I went to for quick information.
And I see here the Dusty Bookshelf first appears in the archives in 1992, so is it safe to say that's when the business opened?
I would think so. Before that, it was a Brentwood clothing store for men and women. And it hadn't been open very long. It started in 1989, and then Dusty Bookshelf shows up in 1992 in the city directory.
And you look at the history of this building. I'm reviewing the materials you sent over. 1899 is when this building popped up. It was the Students' Cooperative Association. What exactly was that, and how is that chronicled?
Well, actually, we do have a file on that here at the museum, and of course, K-State's archives has a lot of information on that. So that association was formed in 1899 with the idea that the students were looking for a way to have more affordable supplies and food. So they set up this cooperative arrangement so that the students would not be paying a whole lot extra over the cost of the materials. But actually, it was in 1908 when the building that we're talking about was built. And that was called originally the Students' Cooperative Association Building, and then later renamed to the Co-op Bookstore.
And the Co-op Bookstore, you see here, it was a movement by the students, and it was later replaced by the bookstore on campus. It's a little bit fitting that the building ended its run, wouldn't you say, as a used bookstore?
I do think that the competition on campus was quite an issue. So yes, but it, you know, the building has was retasked and served our city well all through those years.
Now, many people who are familiar with the Dusty Bookshelf may realize there's also a location on Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. Do you have any records showing which location came first?
Actually, Manhattan's came first, and then came Lawrence. And I was just reading an interesting little news article from the files from 1996, where the owner of Dusty Bookshelf, Diane Meredith, was interviewed about her expansion into the Lawrence market.
That's fascinating. And, you know, it's really interesting looking back at the last year how Aggieville has changed, because within this last year we have seen the changing of the guard at Varney's Bookstore as it becomes Rally House, and now the Dusty Bookshelf burns down. What exactly do you know was going on with the Dusty Bookshelf? We have reports that they were just remodeling on the inside. Is that correct?
Yes, but I really don't know the details about that. I did have an inkling that they were fixing to remodel.
Well, Linda, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I know you have a lunch break coming up. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, of course, I'm sad about this this turn of events, and hope for the best for Aggieville and the building's owner.
Well, Linda, have a great rest of your Thursday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.